Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson taking a wait-and-see attitude to find out whether the Montana Supreme Court will uphold his supervisory claim in that dispute with a Gallatin County attorney over court records and immigration enforcement. Knutson has been in a running fight with Gallatin County Attorney Audrey Cromwell since early April over her policy about releasing court records to ICE officials.
The county attorney down there is acting way outside of her wheelhouse. She's brushing against violating our state's sanctuary city prohibition laws that we've been dealing with here in Helena as well. But we're gonna defer to the state Supreme Court and hear what they have to say.
Knutson explaining how he had taken supervisor control of the office on talkback on Friday, and we've also reached out to Cromwell for her views on that ongoing dispute. A prior man knows his fate after being sentenced for sexual assault, and because it was on the reservation, that means federal prison time. Tracy Taylor reports the details.
A prior man has been sentenced to more than 7 years in federal prison for sexually abusing two women on Montana reservations. 22-year-old Isaiah Stops Pretty Places pleaded guilty to two counts of sexual abuse and was sentenced in federal court in Billings. Prosecutors say one assault happened on the Blackfeet Reservation and another occurred in Lame Deer on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. Stops Pretty Places will also served 10 years of supervised release after prison. The FBI and Bureau of Indian Affairs investigated the case. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
The BLM has officially revoked bison grazing leases for American Prairie in central Montana. That's sparking some mixed reactions from tribes and state leaders. Governor Gianforte calling the move a win for local ranchers, while tribal groups remain divided over future land management priorities. And get to the bail box. Primary election ballots now on the way to Montana voters ahead of next month's statewide contest. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.